So we're just going to relax and breathe a little bit. Getting really comfortable and breathing slowly and deeply into our heart space. Finding that beautiful place of peace that underlies all of the activity. And trusting and knowing that all is truly well. That there is ease and grace and power and peace right here and right now. And I'm going to start with an Abraham quote about appreciation. And I don't have a date for the workshop. It was posted on Facebook this week. And Abraham said, "Begin by looking around your immediate environment and gently noticing something that pleases you. Try to hold your attention on this pleasing object as you consider how wonderful, beautiful, or useful it is. And as you focus upon it longer, your positive feelings will increase. Now, notice your improved feelings and be appreciative of the way you feel. Then once again, your good feeling is noticeably stronger than when you began. Look around your environment and choose another pleasing object for your positive attention. Make it your objective to choose objects that easily evoke your appreciation. For this is not a process of finding something troubling and fixing it. This is a process of practicing higher vibrations. The longer you focus upon things that feel good to you, the easier it is for you to maintain those vibrational frequencies that feel good. And the more you maintain these good feeling frequencies, the more the law of attraction would deliver to you other thoughts, experiences, people, and things that match your practiced vibration. Since it is your primary intention as you move through the day to find things to appreciate, you're practicing a vibration of less resistance, and you're making your connection to your own source energy stronger. Because the vibration of appreciation is the most powerful connection between the physical you and the non-physical you, this process will also put you in a position to receive even clearer guidance from your inner being. The more you practice appreciation, the less resistance you will have in your own vibrational frequencies. And the less resistance you have, the better your life will be. Also, by practicing these rampages of appreciation, you will become accustomed to the feelings of higher vibrations, so that if you ever revert to an old pattern of conversation that causes resistance in your vibration, you will notice it early on, before the vibration gets too strong. The more you find something to appreciate, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more you want to do it. The more you do it, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more you want to do it. Law of attraction assists you with powerful momentum of these powerful thoughts and feelings, which with very little time and effort, you will find your heart singing in your joyous alignment with who you really are. And in this wonderful feeling vibration where no resistance exists, you will be in an exaggerated state of allowing. You will be in the vibrational stance where the things you desire can flow easily into your experience. The better it gets, the better it gets. Every time you appreciate something, every time you praise something, every time you feel good about something, you're telling the universe, "More of this, please." You need never make another verbal statement of this intent. And if you are mostly in a state of appreciation, all good things will flow to you. We are often asked, isn't love better than appreciation? And we say that love and appreciation are really the same vibration. Some also use the word gratitude or a feeling of thankfulness, but all of these words are descriptive of well-being. A desire to appreciate is a very good first step. And then as you find more things that you would like to say thank you about, it quickly gains momentum. And as you want to feel appreciation, you attract something to appreciate. And as you appreciate it, then you attract something else to appreciate. And until in time, you are experiencing a rampage of appreciation. So in this meditation, we're just going to relax and breathe again. With the intention of finding things to appreciate. And so let's begin by appreciating the fact that we've set a little time to breathe and relax. And appreciating how good it feels to relax. You might allow your tongue to rest on the floor of your mouth. You might notice that your shoulders drop, or your forehead smooths out, or your belly unclenches. Notice that there are things that you can learn about yourself that happen when you relax, when you give yourself permission to take it easy for a moment, to chill out. And just be, just being is such a blessing. So we take a moment to appreciate what it means to relax. To recognize that right here, right now is enough. And we can just let go for a time. Take it easy. Take ourselves and everything else lightly, as Abraham recommends. And just breathe and relax. And as we appreciate relaxing, we can also appreciate breathing. Something like 70% of what we need in every day comes through the breath. And breathing is easy and free. As we relax, our breathing naturally becomes deeper and slower. And our bodies get the signal that we're safe, that all is well, that it's okay for us in this moment to just breathe and relax. And usually that makes me smile. And I can appreciate how good it feels to smile. And take a moment to appreciate a smile. Think of someone that you'd love to see smile. Think of looking in the mirror and smiling at yourself. It's so good to smile. Think of a moment when you might smile at someone you're walking by and see them smile in return. Just passing on the simplest, high, pure, lovely vibration by sharing a smile. You don't even have to speak the same language. Smiles translate really well. Appreciating smiling. Smiling scientifically makes you feel better. They've studied it. They say you can just smile and make a difference in your body chemistry in a little while. Taking life a bit more lightly, seeing reasons to love it. Noticing that the universe is ever supporting and supplying us. Just appreciating all the ways you've been supported and supplied today. Finding your way into this meeting. You probably had something to eat. Maybe it was something even really good. I had a really good salad for lunch today, and it was delicious. I had something nice for breakfast, too. And my coffee this morning was sublime. So think about your day and something that you can appreciate about today. Think about something that came your way today that felt really good. I saw some wonderful birds in the park this morning. It made me smile. That I got pictures of that may make other people smile tonight or tomorrow. What in your life today made you smile? Take just a moment to give thanks for whatever it was that made you smile. I say, thank you, I am loved. Because I like to remember that everything that comes to me that makes me smile is a gift. And each of those gifts represent the love that's ever available to me, absolutely, and to each of us uniquely. For the things our inner being arranged for us to make us smile may be significantly different. You might like different music than I like, or different food, or different colors, different people, different choices of all kinds. And that variety makes us unique. And each of us are supported and supplied uniquely by Source. But each one is supplied. It's so beautiful to recognize how dearly, deeply we are loved. And for that, I am ever grateful. And once again, I say thank you. I am loved. And like the quote from Abraham, that reinforces my appreciation because I love feeling loved. And I so appreciate the wonderful things that come into my life. I saw ruby-crowned kinglets this morning, the most adorable birds. Cuteness overload, I call them. And when I see one and it lets me take a picture, I say, thank you, I love you, I am loved. Because that is a unique expression just for me in that moment of something that the universe knows I adore. So I know that you are also receiving unique gifts from the universe, things that you absolutely love. So think for a moment of something that comes to you that you could say, thank you, I love you, I am loved. Thank you, I love you, I am loved. Abraham described being in that space of recognizing each of these beautiful sparkles that come into our scenes as telling the universe, more of this, please. Thank you. I love you. I am loved. Thank you. I love you. I am loved. To open our hearts to loving and being loved and being appreciative and being thankful, being joyful. Because as we spend time in these rampages of appreciation, the chemistry of positive feelings increases. Our brains become factories for endorphins, and we feel that joy and that bliss that transports us to even better feelings. Abraham says there is even relief from bliss. I don't think I'm there yet, but I hope to be. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. I love you. I am loved. Life is good, and we are supremely blessed. Every day and every way, the universe does its best to give us all the best. And as we focus on appreciation and joy and wonder and excitement and allow our resistance to reduce, we allow more and more of the good, the health and the abundance and the prosperity and the wonderful relationships and the amazing opportunities and the beautiful, beautiful connections happen again and again and again. It is so good to appreciate, and I'm appreciating having had the time to do this meditation today. And as our time is coming to a close, I invite you to once again just consciously relax and breathe. Take a moment to stretch and just feel how good it feels to be present in our bodies, to love and be loved, and to smile. And as it feels good, we can open our eyes and come back in and see our friends and smile at our friends. It is good. I am grateful, and so it is.